From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Leaders of the U.S., Britain, and France are accusing Iran of building a secret nuclear facility. They're warning of tougher sanctions if Iran doesn't come clean. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Iran revealed the existence of the uranium enrichment facility earlier this week, but President Obama says the country's been keeping it secret for years, underscoring Iran's refusal to live up to its international obligations.
It is time for Iran to act immediately to restore the confidence of the international community by fulfilling its international obligations.
Mr. Obama, along with leaders of France and Britain, called for an immediate investigation by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and they warned of further sanctions if Iran does not comply. Iran has said its nuclear program is peaceful in nature, but Mr. Obama says the size of the secret facility is inconsistent with that claim. Scott Horsley, NPR News, at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh.
An Afghan-born man charged with conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction is due to appear in court in Denver today. Investigators say Najibullah Zazi had searched the internet and gone to beauty supply stores in the U.S. to find chemicals needed to build bombs. After his hearing, he is expected to be moved to New York. In Afghanistan, the military says five American soldiers have been killed. The deaths announced today occurred in three separate attacks in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman says four of the soldiers died in the same small district, three in a roadside bomb attack, and a fourth was killed by gunfire. A U.S. Marine was fatally shot while on foot patrol. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital in Washington. Justice Ginsburg spent the night there as a precaution. The court spokeswoman says Ginsburg became ill at her office following treatment yesterday for an iron deficiency. Ginsburg underwent surgery for pancreatic cancer in February. New orders for durable goods fell by nearly 2.5% in August. That's according to the Commerce Department. It's the second decrease in 3 months, and analysts say it's a reminder of how halting an economic recovery may be. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Durable goods include everything from computers and washing machines to cars and planes. And last month, orders for those things fell by $4 billion. The biggest driver, a collapse in demand for civilian aircraft. Most of the U.S. economy is built on consumer demand. So a fall in durable goods orders as the country tries to climb out of a recession is not encouraging. Analysts say consumer confidence really has to pick up to fuel a strong recovery. Another important area of the economy, real estate, is improving but slowly. New home sales were up just 0.7% last month, and existing home sales were actually down. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 15 points at 96.93. The NASDAQ is down 11. The S&P down 3. This is NPR News. A judge in Massachusetts is expected to rule soon on whether to block the swearing-in of the late Senator Edward Kennedy's interim replacement. The state Republican Party is asking that Paul Kirk's swearing-in be delayed. It argues that Governor Deval Patrick exceeded his constitutional authority when he appointed Kirk. Kirk is to be sworn in this afternoon. British Airways lost $640 million in the last financial year, and as Larry Miller reports from London, it's planning to recoup some of that by charging passengers for reserved seats.
British Airways is imposing new charges for guaranteeing window or aisle seats or ensuring that passengers who want to can sit together. Those on transatlantic and other long-haul flights will be hit with a $150 round-trip charge to select their seats up to 10 days in advance, while a round-trip emergency row exit seat will cost more. It's $180 for pre-selected round-trip seats in business class. There'll be lower charges on short flights. BA describes this as a customer service, saying it will give passengers more control over their seating options. The new pricing structure goes into effect October 7th. The move follows a cut in free luggage allowance and the elimination of meals on short flights. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert went on trial in Jerusalem today over fraud allegations. Olmert was forced to step down last year because of allegations that he took money from an American businessman and that he double-billed charities for trips abroad. The accusations date from his time as mayor of Jerusalem and as a cabinet minister. He denies any wrongdoing. Olmert's trial is the first of a current or past Israeli leader. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.